Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. From October 10th through the 12th, Kingston, New York will once again host the O Positive Festival, now celebrating its 15th anniversary. This unique gathering began in 2010 with a bold exchange. Artists and musicians offered their talents in return for health care services. At its heart, O Positive is about community care, bringing people together through art, music, and wellness. To tell us more, we welcome this morning O Positive co-founder Joe Conkra. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Always good to see you. Thank you very much for being here. O Positive co-director of music, Lara Hope. Hello, Lara.
Hello, good morning.
Really good to see you. Thank you very much.
Happy to be
and
back.
O Positive art director, Lindsay Wolkowitz. Thank you very much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you here, as always. All right, Joe, let us talk about this festival. And I mean, it fits in just what we were talking about two minutes ago in the panel about healthcare, about the difficulty in people receiving healthcare, getting healthcare, and this is something that has only been exacerbated over the last several months.
Right.
And so here we are.
Here we are. I mean, I wish we weren't here. Right. Like that, I think when we started O Positive, the idea would be, can we create a totally new system of care based on exchange? And I really thought that maybe when the ACA came in, maybe the Congress would move and actually get to the point where we had universal health care coverage for everybody. We're in a worse position today than we were in 2010.
That's
and
right.
There's so much disinformation. I think the cuts we're about to see happen in the next week are going to be devastating in 2027. So for the artists and musicians that we serve, it comes down to just pennies. It comes down to what do you make a year to qualify for health insurance? What does that get you? And then that's getting lower. That number is getting harder to stay under, which is really strange. So at our exchange, the difference is we now have a year-round exchange, which is a huge change for us.
Right.
So every artist and musician that is an alumni of ours now has access to a year-round 365-day exchange system where they can go online through a portal and pick up a doctor's visit, pick up a dental visit, get a massage, see an acupuncturist, really importantly, see a mental health professional. And that's a huge change from when we saw you last year, which is O Positive is now a year-round organization that gets care for artists and musicians. We have a festival in 14 days.
Yes, and the festival obviously helps fundraise for those efforts.
Like WAMC, we are fully supported by the people who come to our festival and what they can give. The wristband gets you into 3 days for whatever you can afford to give us, which has always been that way, and we hope to always have it be that way. One challenge that we are having this year that we've seen because of lots of cuts is our sponsorship numbers are much lower. Healthcare sponsors cutting us back because they don't know what's going to happen with Medicaid, Medicare. Down to things like beer. You would never think about that, but like sponsors that normally would help us out that have beer. Tariffs on aluminum, can costs. We're not getting as many donated cans. So it really downstream from the decisions that are being made really affects small nonprofits like ours.
How are you getting around it?
Oh,
I mean, you do the best you can.
We're here asking for help.
Right. Here we are. Here we all are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that what the cuts illuminate, but also what we've always tried to illuminate is that everything is about relationships and everything is interconnected. And so we've been trying to reach out to folks we have relationship with and extend relationships to new folks to get them to understand what the mission is and to understand how keeping artists well in our communities impacts the community wellness as a whole.
Yeah.
When you look at the community, what do you consider that community to be for you?
I mean, our artists and musicians, and these guys can definitely get down to the numbers, but they really are, you know, broadly everything from the New York City border to Albany. Tightly, I would say Ulster County, Greene County, Dutchess County, and Sullivan County are really the majority of our alumni. But we have alumni from all over the country, and we have people writing into us from all over the country, like, we need help navigating care. How do I see a dentist in Berkeley, California? Like, things like that. And we're just like, wow, this is really incredible, because we're seeing so many people not just have no coverage and looking to our exchange to use it, but also the misinformation out there right now and the complete disregard for normal communication is really affecting our population.
What would also, I think, needs to be said, if this, I believe this is still to be true in your case, but you're the only ones who do this, right? I mean, it's
yeah,
it's not like it's yeah, there's a lot of other folks out there doing it.
Yeah, we definitely have some like-minded organizations. Like in Austin, Texas, there's HAM, right? There are different, but they get you care in a different way through places. We're the only organization that we know of that has literally over 15 years built a pop-up clinic at our festival where everybody gets care and then navigated for care through an exchange system year-round now. So we've actually grown to the point where we have, this may not sound like a huge number to your listeners, but it just points to the need. We have over 6,000 alumni that have played the festival at this point. We have a system now that takes care of, we have over 2,100 people registered in that and over 300 providers. So that means like we have two dentists that are there, like ready to take people in exchange for the fact that they believe in art and medicine so much, art and music so much, that they'll provide dental care for our artists and musicians. It's a completely new system that really is based on hyper-local community.
Let's talk a little bit about the festival itself in the few minutes that we have left. But of getting this message across to people who attend the festival and their best way to navigate the proceedings.
Our schedule will be live online
today
at opositivefestival.org. And if you come to the event, stop by any venue, stop by Home Base, which is on Main Street, and you can get our beautiful and very large program of events that ranges everything from music to art. There's cycling, there's comedy, there's film.
Public-facing wellness classes.
Yep, literary events. So something for everybody.
And the exchange itself, how does it work?
Basically, as opposed to a traditional barter where I need your service, you like my artwork, and we trade, we're really, again, treating it as a community that's taking care of each other. So I might be putting a painting into, say, a vault of goods, services, and you might be a dentist putting services in. You may not even like my paintings, right? But you may want to go to a Lara Hope show. So you might grab Lara Hope's tickets from that exchange. I'm going to grab the dental services, and someone else might be interested in my painting. And what that does is it kind of removes that kind of anxiety of, again, not being able to provide yourself with what you need through what you do, but instead what you do being valued as it pertains to the whole. Again, there is now an online portal for that. It's almost like a Facebook marketplace kind of a situation where you're scrolling through what's available, looking for what you need, and then as you can, identifying what you can give back to that community.
And that's how the year-round exchange works. And during the festival weekend, we actually are setting up a pop-up clinic in the back of the Old Dutch Church, which is one of our main venues where all the musicians and artists that are coming to participate during the weekend can go and actually get three visits on site during the weekend.
You mentioned anxiety, and we have less than a minute, but you mentioned the anxiety of it. But if I get care today, and then my next appointment, I still have to worry about that, right?
You don't if you're an alumni with us, in terms of you have to go on our portal and just be like, I can take that appointment from this
not
provider.
Not one for one.
Yeah, it's not a direct exchange. You can go into the exchange and take something and not give anything back. You're an alumni, you're part of it. And then our partners are ways that we do that warm handoff from that point on.
And then,
because of course, right? You have to have that because you want to make sure that continuity of care is paramount.
There's group negotiation happening. And also we have to remember that the system as it exists is as oppressive to the providers as it is to the patients.
Very good point.
It is the O Positive Festival. They've been our friends for the past 15 years, and they're celebrating their 15th anniversary. October 10th through the 12th, and Kingston will once again host this amazing event. You can find out more information by going to opositivefestival.org. I hear there's a really cool schedule going up. opositivefestival.org for more information. Joe, Lara, and Lindsay, thank you so much for
being
with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Again, opositivefestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.